The Lebanese parliament endorsed the law that extends its mandate due to end on June 20th. But now, the parliamentarians will remain in office for 17 more months. The law was approved by the yes vote of 97 MPs out of 128. The majority of other MPs belonging to Hezbollah's ally, the Free Patriotic Movement, have boycotted the session. They vowed to contest the extension, which has been labeled as unconstitutional.
The extension is absolutely unconstitutional, and therefore all the excuses used to base the approval on are illegitimate, because there are no special circumstances which should be force majeure that disables the person from performing normal tasks. The mission of the legislative authority is to conduct public utilities, because the people are the source of authority who have appointed the parliament members to represent them constitutionally.
Lawmakers have postponed this June parliamentary elections to November 2014. The move has sparked anger among people, with some throwing tomatoes at politicians' convoys. They called for an appealing process that would override the parliament's decision.
We are, as citizens, as Lebanese citizens, against this extension. It's illegal, unconstitutional. We were protesting yesterday to say it clear. We are all for the republic. It's the last element of our republic, the elections. Without elections, there is no democracy. And I hope that the Constitutional Court will be ruling against this extension law, because legally there is no stand for this law.
Others believe that the parliament had no other choice but to extend its mandate, given political and security challenges over the past months. Lebanon has been gripped by political rivalry and is struggling with a spillover of the violence in neighboring Syria. As the parliament dilemma has been solved, analysts say the country has a tougher task ahead during the formation of a new government.
The confrontation will be severe in forming the government. Whether or not March 8 alliance requested the one-third veto power, if the prime minister designate really wants to prohibit Lebanon from being in an entangled crisis within internal factions, it is not hard to find solutions.
The Lebanese prime minister designate Tamam Salam will resume talks on the formation of the cabinet after parliament's term is extended.
After long negotiations over an election law that would prevent the extension of parliament's term and allow March 8 Alliance veto power in the new government, the battle now moves to the formation of this government, where Hezbollah and its allies will strive to maintain legitimacy of the resistance. Eliana Al-Khamisi, Press TV, Beirut.